Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Kids from 6 to 9 were asked about love. You're going to love their responses. "I'm not rushing into love," said Regina, age 9. "Fourth grade is hard enough." Jill, age 6, said, "Love is okay so long as it doesn't happen when Dora the Explorer is on." Ava has some advice about love. "One of you should know how to write a check, because even if you have tons of love, there is still going to be a lot of bills." Wendy said, "When a person gets kissed for the first time, they fall down and they don't get up for at least an hour." "When you're in love," said Brad, "you just stare at each other and your food gets cold. Other people care more about the food." "I don't know about love," said Chris, "but I think it's icky." Marlon responded this way, "Love is when a man and a woman promise to go through sickness and illness and diseases together." "Oh, you're right, Marlon. Love is foolish," said Floyd, "but I still might try it sometime." Well, Floyd is right, too. We hadn't been married long when our world began to fall apart, and love didn't seem like such a great idea. I remember holding my wife's hand in the back of the ambulance, having no idea if she'd make it to the hospital alive. Strange thoughts can hit you at such times, and I recalled an interview I'd read with superstar singer Linda Ronstadt, who sold more than 100 million records. Linda said, "I could never marry. You open yourself up to too much pain." It seemed a silly sentiment at the time, until that ambulance ride. C.S. Lewis understood this when he wrote, "To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly be broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even to an animal. Wrap it carefully round with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the coffin of your selfishness." By contrast, Jesus invites us in John 15 to make yourselves at home in my love. "Remain in my love," he says. This love is the direct opposite of a selfish love. It depends not on favorable circumstances or warm fuzzies. It is selfless, vulnerable, other-centered, godlike, a love that caused Jesus to lay down his life for others. As Jesus' followers, we are called to be characterized by such a love. Sadly, we're often not. When Christopher Hitchens, one of the most celebrated atheists of our time, was dying of throat cancer, he wrote about it in Vanity Fair magazine and received hate-filled messages from people calling themselves Christians. One even rejoiced that, quote, "he got cancer in the one part of his body he used for blasphemy." Yet just before he died, Hitchens paid tribute to another Christian, Francis Collins, calling him the best of the faithful and our most selfless Christian physician. He wrote, "This great humanitarian is also a devotee of the work of C.S. Lewis, and in his book, The Language of God, has set out the case for making science compatible with faith. I know Francis, too, from various public and private debates over religion. He has been kind enough to visit me in his own time and to discuss all sorts of novel treatments." From all we know, Christopher Hitchens passed from this life an atheist. Yet, from one Christian, he was showered with selfless love, grace, and spiritual care from one who saw him as one God loves. This is the love of Christ, the radical love that brought him condemnation, the selfless love that brought our salvation. May we be found guilty of that kind of love today. Greg, age 7, agrees. "Love," he said, "is the most important thing in the world, but baseball is pretty good too."
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.